We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, Ed works hard all year long and usually savors his vacation time and certainly has earned every minute of it. He's gracious enough to give us 10 or 12 minutes this morning on Le'Veon Bell decision day. Ed, we are beyond grateful and honored that you are taking the time with us this morning.
You don't know what it's like, Ron. I'm sitting around here at the house wondering what I'm going to do next, and here I am on the radio.
Well, I got a two-part question for you here. Mike Tomlin's hopeful, optimistic, excited. Kevin Colbert's hopeful, optimistic, excited. Le'Veon Bell's hopeful, optimistic, excited. A, should Steeler fans be hopeful, optimistic, excited that a deal is going to be done? And B, should they even want a deal to be done at this point?
You know, Ron, do the Steeler fans, I don't know if they really care at this point because he's going to be playing for them this year. And who knows? I mean, even if they don't get a deal done this time and he plays under the franchise number again, they could still get a deal done after next year. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it one way or the other if I was a Steeler fan. Like I said, he's going to be here. It's just a matter of is he going to be in training camp or not. But, you know, the optimism goes back a year and a half, and they've been saying nothing but optimistic, optimistic. They didn't get it done last year. It's going down to the 12th hour or, you know, whatever, the 24th hour maybe this year. And I don't know. I don't think it's going to get done. I've been saying that all along. But Le'Veon, I think it's up to him. He can change his mind at any point.
If he doesn't change his mind and plays under the tag, do you see any way he comes into camp and tries to get ready to have a fast start and maybe behoove himself if he has an even better year than he did last year?
No. I mean, he's pretty much said that's what he's going to do. There was some concern even that he might hold out with some games. I mean, he could do that if he wanted. Of course, he'd lose 1/17th of $14.5 million every week he'd miss, but I don't see that happening either. I think Labor Day he'll report, just like he did last year, Ron.
Ed, you trust Adam Schefter as a reporter, right? Where do you come down on him?
Yeah, oh, no, he's good. That's why he keeps doing what he's doing. If he didn't, if he wasn't good, he wouldn't be doing it. They could find someone else.
Yeah.
No, Adam's a good reporter.
He just said on NFL radio on Sirius XM, quote, "I think it's possible Le'Veon Bell sits out first half of the year if he doesn't get a long-term deal done today."
Yeah, that may be some kind of saber rattling before on the agent's part before to try and get the Steelers to move before the deadline. Now, that would be my original thinking, fast off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why he would do that for many, many reasons. It's not going to help him get another contract, and he's going to lose money. The only thing is he'd be saving himself, but saving himself for what? For his next contract? For more money? There is a lot of pride going on here, though, it seems to me, though, Pony and Ron, on Le'Veon's part, because the money's there. I mean, that's a lot of money they're talking about. We all know it's more than any other running back, twice as much, really. And he seems to want to set himself as the beacon for this position, and that, to me, is more pride than money. Like last year, if they'd have come up maybe $2 million more, what are we talking about on a long-term deal like that?
Ed, correct me if my memory's wrong, and heaven knows I don't remember this morning, but I believe you reported last year at this time that the agent thought he had a deal done, and at the last minute, Le'Veon backed out. Does he still have that same agent, or did they make a change there after the deal fell apart?
No, he has the same fella, and he who never returns any of my phone calls, and I don't see him quoted very often anywhere. But yeah, that's correct, Ron. The agent gave every reason to believe the deal was done, and Bell said, nope, don't want it.
Do you have reason to think, and for anybody that missed that reporting, that was back in August when you back in August of 2017 when you said that the Steelers and the agent felt like they had a 5-year contract done, and then Bell backed out against the wishes of his agent, and even his, I guess, family members thought that it was a bad decision to not take that deal. Do you have reason to think that something close or even maybe better than that offer is on the table right now?
I don't have a feeling one way or the other. The Steelers haven't talked about it. I mean, like I said, I haven't talked to the agent.
Do you think they'd offer a 5-year deal, Ed? Do you think that that's conceivable, that they would still have that out there?
It's conceivable because it's the way it's structured anyway, Pony. You know, I mean, 5-year deals, you know, the fourth and fifth year, there's no guarantees, especially when it comes to the Steelers. They're not very good at putting up guarantees. So, and I think that's one of the reasons Bell rejected it last year. He wanted more guaranteed money. You know, with another year behind him, having paid him 12.1 last year, I don't know that it would be as much this year, but I don't know the answer to that.
We're talking to Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette here on the Cook and Pony Show. Ed, my sense is that his teammates, as much as they want him to come to camp and be with them and get ready for the season, that they understand business is business. Is that read correct, or do you think guys are ticked off if he'll hold out? Not hold out because he doesn't have a deal technically, but not come to camp.
No, I think they probably understand to a point, Ron. I bet a lot of them are scratching their heads over when they see the money being offered to him and him not going for it. But, you know, they can look at them being in a similar position, you know, at some point. So I think that when it comes to that kind of thing, players do put it behind them. If he had a contract and was holding out, it might be a little different feeling on their part. But, you know, I don't think that they hold it against him. And Le'Veon Bell is, you know, he's popular with his teammates. He's a good guy. He gets along with everyone. He works hard. He gives it his all. You know, the only issue here is the, you know, is business, if you will.
Ed, I know Jerome has commented publicly on this a couple of times. I happened to be doing nothing the other day, flicking through my TV, and came across the Celebrity Golf Classic on NBC outside Lake Tahoe. And the woman asked Jerome, what would you do if you were Le'Veon? And his point was, Le'Veon needs the Steelers. He needs Ben. He needs that line. He needs Antonio. And the Steelers need him. And he said he doesn't think either one would be as good without the other. And then he finished it by saying, looking in the camera, hey, Le'Veon, please sign. We need you. Your take on Jerome's point of view?
Well, he's right. You know, all you have to do is look at DeMarco Murray. He played behind a great line in Dallas. He left, went to Philadelphia, and his career went downhill fast. You know, went to Tennessee, and now he's retired.
At 30.
He's out of the game. Yeah. It's that position, number one. And number two, you better have a good line. You better have a quarterback and some receivers to take the pressure off you. He has that in Pittsburgh. You know, he has everything that he could want. And I don't know how many other teams he could find that kind of cushy spot with, you know, in an offense with a great quarterback, Hall of Fame receiver, 3 Pro Bowl offensive linemen, and he also has a good fullback. So he does have a great situation here. And the Steelers, to me, I think they've bent over backwards to offer him way more than market, obviously, and are willing to pay him a 1-year contract for $14.5 million this year.
Ed, last night, Bell tweeted that he was out hanging out with rapper 50 Cent. He's been in rap studios with Wiz Khalifa, who's famous for going to a Pirates game and smoking pot in one of the suites at PNC Park. When you do you have any reason to think that the Steelers brass are concerned that he's one missed drug test away from screwing up his career the same way that Martavis Bryant did?
I think Le'Veon has a different mindset on that. I think he's beyond that. I really do, Pony. You know, his next, I didn't report this, but others have national guys, and maybe even Schefter was one of them, that he negotiated the last time he tested positive, which I believe was just he slept in, that the next time he, if there would be a next time, this test, whatever, it would be four games, not eight. So, you know, and I really don't think there's a concern. They wouldn't be offering him that kind of money last year, for example, if there was a concern there. I wouldn't think, you know.
Well, do you think
or put the tag on him this year? Right.
Well,
right.
That's true, Ed. Do you think that they're then? And I'm just asking for your own opinion on this, not what they're thinking.
Right.
Do you think that they're underestimating some of the crap that went on with him last year? From the talking about retirement and stuff right before the Jaguars game to the tweet he sent out about playing the Patriots after they beat Tennessee, you know, do you think that they've made too many excuses or glossed over all that?
And you're forgetting showing up late for the walkthrough.
That's right.
That Ed reported and late for the game per Tomlin.
Maybe. But like I said, I think for the most part, Bell gives his all. I really do. That late stuff, I don't know what all went into that. I do know a couple of teammates were not happy about it. But from everything I've seen with Le'Veon, he goes all out. I mean, you remember the playoffs after the 2016 season, what he did against Miami, what he did against Kansas City. They don't win those two games if he doesn't perform that way. And then he loses to New England because he went out with an injury. And let's not forget also that the head coach and other players also did that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Looking ahead, even to the point where, what was it, 2 months ahead of time, Mike Tomlin started talking about playing New England in the AFC Championship game virtually. And you remember Antonio Brown stuff too, which was almost as bad before, 2 years ago, and Art Rooney called them little distractions, minor distractions, whatever word he said there. So I don't think they see it as such.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Ed, Antonio Brown at 30, there's been a lot written and talked about regarding where he is already. In his illustrious career, four first-team All-Pros. Gil Brandt, who built the 1970s Cowboys, updated his all-time wide receiver rankings and has Antonio Brown fifth all-time right now. So you take that and think, if Brown even retired this morning, Brandt would have him as a first-ballot Hall of Famer. You're somebody that sits on that committee. When you look at Antonio Brown, Ed, does he have a chance to – can he match Jerry Rice? How far in your mind can he get – on the list of all-time great wide receivers?
I haven't really looked at the numbers to compute that. I mean, Jerry Rice played until he was, 42 years old?
Yep, exactly.
He went to Denver after San Francisco. But anyway, we all know he keeps himself in great shape. He doesn't get hurt. He has his money. He's happy. He seems to be motivated. Still, we can see that when he doesn't get the ball thrown to him, how motivated he is. I could see that. And, with what he's done already, he's Hall of Famer. If he got hurt tomorrow, he'd probably get a lot of votes for being in the Hall of Fame.
You know, Ed, the one thing I point out is that Jerry Rice had the advantage. He played with not one Hall of Famer, but two.
Plus an MVP.
And Joe Montana and then Steve Young. And then he went to Oakland and played with Rich Gannon. I just wonder, after Ben is gone, I mean, maybe Mason Rudolph will be the next franchise quarterback. Maybe not. I just wonder if that'll factor into Antonio being able to challenge Rice's numbers.
Well, you're right, Ron. That's a good point. But it's not something we can foresee here. And at 30, let's just say Ben does play another, at 30, Antonio Brown at 30, let's say Ben does play another 3 to 5 years. Well, he's going to be 33 to 35. So he's got a few more years of catching some of those, a lot of those passes from Ben.
Ed, do you think that, do you think that as far as Antonio Brown is concerned, that winning a Super Bowl is important to his legacy or the way he gets remembered?
I think it always enhances it, but I don't know about legacy. It certainly didn't hurt Dan Marino that he didn't win a Super Bowl. You know, Terrell Owens, he was in one, he didn't win any. Of course, he didn't go on first ballot, but that and it's not first ballot, it's first year. That was a little, there's a little different reasons for that, I think. I think it's more for quarterbacks, and like I said, it didn't hurt Dan Marino.
Ed, we appreciate your time. Enjoy your last few days. You're down to about, what, 7 or 8 days before report to La Trobe time. This will be, what, your 73rd season up there?
You're not that far off.
I know I'm not. Ed, have a great time. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.